You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Matt Migaki, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians. We talk all about their lives and music while sharing killer craft beers. If you've ever wanted to sneak backstage and share a beer with one of your favorite musicians, well, Vox and Hops is the podcast for you. This week on the podcast, I dropped an amazing episode with Dom Grimal of The Last Felony, Ion Dissonance, and Cryptopsy. There is this episode and over 450 other ones to help you enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. So what are you waiting for? It's time to become a Vox and Hops head. Cheers!
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. It's your host, Katie Zaccardi, and today's episode is part two of Monica and I's collaboration to bring you all you need to know about launching a Patreon. In part two, we're going to be talking all about getting your audience ready for a launch and how to promote and sell without feeling like a sleazy car salesman. So, if you love this episode, be sure to share it on Instagram and tag both Monica and I at Katie Zaccardi and at Monica Strutt. And in this episode, you will hear me mention my new program that's launching called Out to Launch. So if you are launching a Patreon or a coaching program for that matter, anytime in the next few months, this program is perfect for you. You will hear more about it in this episode, but if you want to apply or learn more about it, head to katiezaccardi.com/out to launch. And the link is also in the show notes. So let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.
What is the biggest mistake that you see musicians making when it comes to launching or running a Patreon?
Oh my gosh. It's hard for me to pick one. Like, even we're running a free challenge and I'm doing the free challenge we're running next week is on the three biggest mistakes that we're making, that you need to avoid making rather. But I think that one of the biggest things is around like pitching and selling. And I see people just doing it too soon. They show up, they launch, they try to sell their Patreon when their audience is not ready for it. And they think they're ready. They think everyone's ready with them because like they did the work behind the scenes. They planned everything. You know, they have the email scheduled or whatever it is. But like if their audience is not ready and they're not in a stage that they're able to be sold to and they're not open to being sold to. And what I mean by that is that, again, they have to be aware that something is coming and that that you have something that they need that's going to solve their problem or provide them a pleasure point. Right. So they need to be ready. And if they're not ready, then I often see musicians making the mistake of putting their stuff out there, forcing it, getting super desperate, claiming that they don't want to be like a sleazy car salesman, but then acting like one and then getting pissed off when nobody joins and then like going into victim mindset.
Yeah, totally. And I was actually going to ask you about feeling salesy because I know that that can be one of the biggest fears is feeling like a sleazy car salesman and feeling like you're trying to scam people into whatever you're selling. Yeah. How can people overcome that mindset of feeling salesy?
Sales is what you make of it. And if you inherently believe that selling is like sleazy or gross or manipulative, then that's literally just a belief. So I would encourage you to seek out a truth where that's not the case. Like look at coaches or other people who sell that it doesn't make you feel disgusting and like watch what they're doing and kind of like validate the truth that it doesn't have to be like this. But also it's pretty simple. Like if you don't want to be sleazy and gross and manipulative, don't be. But learn the strategies so that you can sell and you can prep your audience and you can launch your product and you can talk about your stuff and promote your stuff without it coming across that way. And in a way where like some of it does come down to the actual tactics that you're using, but you get to choose the tactics, right? Like, so choose the tactics that are not sleazy or manipulative. And sometimes that even just comes down to like not cold DMing people, asking them to join your thing when you've never spoken to them before. That's a little yucky. Don't like DM people or, you know, spam people on your email list and write to them a million times and like push it in their faces and just like overwhelm people because they didn't buy, or trying to get them to buy at the last minute, or whatever it is. Like, if what you're doing doesn't feel good, then the chances are it's not going to feel good to the person who's receiving it. So understand, and this is hard, it's challenging to get used to, and it takes some practice, but understand that patience in sales is the most important thing, because if your audience is properly warmed up and wants what you have, they will come to you. If they're not coming to you, then that's an indication that you need to adjust your content. You need to get clear as to why this serves them and how this serves them and what they're going to get out of it. And you need to make sure that you are actually creating a community and a relationship with your audience, instead of just having a one-sided relationship where you think they're watching you and you think they're ready, but they're actually not, because you're not really holding up your side of things besides posting promo out there.
Amazing. And what else do you have coming up for the next few months? I've seen you do a lot of kind of teasing online about all the things that you've got planned for 2020, which is very exciting. What else do you have planned?
Yeah, well, the free challenge, after the free challenge, we are going to be opening up the doors to my new program, All Around Launching, that is called Out to Launch, like out to lunch, but it's out to launch. My community came up with that one and I just had to run with it. It worked so well. So if you are launching a Patreon or a coaching program or looking to sell out your music studio this year, really in the next few months, then this is going to be perfect for you. So that is going to be opening up its doors this January. And in February, we will have the doors to the Out to Be Mastermind back open. So that's what's coming up in the near future.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your wisdom around, you know, your journey about starting your own business within the music industry and launching Patreon. I think the information is going to help a lot of people.
Thanks so much, Monica.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Hey, you. Do you have any plans this year? How's that going? Did you get 2020? Well, welcome to a brand new podcast called 2020, where myself, Benny Goodman, and my good friends, Corey Pazin and Siobhan Cronin from the band Lost Symphony, also got 2020.
And since the world ended this year, we decided why not just check in with some of our friends in the music industry and see how everyone's doing.
We're going to get a candid look at life on and off the stage, as well as the mindset of some of the most successful people in the entertainment industry.
New episodes drop every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
And you can listen at 2020-d.com, soundtalentmedia.com, or on your favorite podcast app.